Jeff, we're starting off the Silver City Report talking about a lawsuit that has suspended timber actions in the area. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. Wild Earth Guardians, the plaintiffs in the suit, had sued the U.S. Forest Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over Mexican spotted owl habitats and occupation monitoring in the Gila National Forest and, in fact, in national forests all over the Southwest. The judge issued a ruling in the middle of September that suspended all timber actions in the Gila National Forest and all five national forests in New Mexico and the Tonto National Forest in Arizona. What this means is prescribed burns are on hold, tree thinning operations are on hold, fire management activities that involves cutting trees are on hold, timber sales. The Wild Earth Guardians filed a motion last Thursday for requesting that the judge modify his ruling to exempt fuel wood collection from the order. And the U.S. Forest Service immediately filed a reply agreeing with Wild Earth Guardians' request. The U.S. Forest Service has also indicated they are ready to file a list of clarifications that they'd like from the judge in this order.
Important news for the area, but do we know exactly what the numbers are with the spotted owl?
So the Mexican spotted owl is a federally listed threatened endangered species, and Wild Earth Guardians claimed that the U.S. Forest Service was not keeping up their end of the bargain with a recovery plan that was launched in 1995. This recovery plan mandates that the U.S. Forest Service monitor Mexican spotted owl habitat and Mexican spotted owl populations, and basically, there is just a lack of data on how the owl is doing in the Southwest. And that's what this lawsuit was about. The judge found in favor of Wild Earth Guardians on this point and has ordered that the U.S. Forest Service conduct new biological consultations to find out exactly what kind of effect tree thinning, prescribed burns, and logging has on the endangered species.
Okay, thanks for that update. We'll continue to stay updated with that story with you, Jeff. Now I want to move on to C.P. Thompson, who has news of a local artist receiving an award. What can you tell us, C.P.?
Right, so local artist Lee Gruber won the New Mexico Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts, and she was one of five others across the state to get this award. And this award is, of course, selected by the New Mexico Governor, in this case, Lujan Grissom, and the New Mexico Arts Commission Selection Committee. And the biggest how to win this award is that there has to be a significant contribution by an individual or an organization to the arts in New Mexico, and Lee Gruber exceeds those expectations. She started Syzygy Tile about 20, 25 years ago, started the Clay Festival here in Grant County, which is really big here.
Oh, yeah.
And she also served on the Silver City Main Street Project and many other contributions to Grant County as a whole.
All right, CP, we don't have a lot of time left, but we have news of Cobre High School having some problems scheduling football games.
Right, so the Cobre High football team moved their game from this Friday, their homecoming game, to Saturday at 1 p.m. against Morenci, and the reason for this is because of the lack of officials. And so this is the second change to their schedule. The first one was two Fridays ago when they had to cancel their game against Deming at home because of the lack of numbers. So, yeah, some up and downs in the Cobre schedule this year.
Oh, wow. Thanks for that update, CP. And we will talk with you all next week on the Silver City Report.